Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And it's the second day of our lesson about window shopping. Window shopping on Window Warriors. This is a program on TLC. Check it out if you want to watch old-fashioned television and take your attention away from your smartphone for a little while. And this particular program is one of those contests where people are competing against each other. There are all sorts of shows like this where people are competing against each other, some of those cooking shows or those fashion designer shows or whatever.
Top Chef, Project Runway, those shows, yeah.
Yeah, the one with Tim Gunn, is that Project Runway?
Yeah.
Not quite sure, but in any case here, this one's about window displays, trying to attract customers into a business, a brick and mortar store, to attract more customers and get them to not buy their stuff on the internet so much and buy it from a regular store. I still like buying stuff from regular stores, especially shoes and clothing. I just got to see the stuff and I want to try it on. I just don't want to order something online and have to send it back if it doesn't fit.
I order clothes online a lot. So, and they're from the U.S. I do a lot of business. I give a lot of business to Amazon, I should say. So, yeah, I do. I buy a lot of stuff online. I miss the bookstores in New York City. I love to go and just look. You know, those are great. But, or even the CD stores. Remember those, Tom?
Yep.
You'd go in and you could listen to. Yeah, they sell CDs.
They actually sold CDs in the past?
Yes. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Anyway, those are gone, too. It makes me sad. Tower Records down on 42nd Street in New York.
Records here in Taipei. I don't think they're around anymore. But those are some examples of brick and mortar stores. Mm-hmm. And, well, they're not going to go away totally, but still, it's hard to compete with online shopping. So we've got these designers who are in a competition, and they're trying to come up with some good ways to attract customers.
But before we go on, Tom, we got to read through the article.
We do. So let's get to it. Let's find out what happens in today's edition of the contest. Remember, they're trying to set up some kind of window display for Macy's with the theme of celebration, and they're all given a random dress to work with. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson right now. With the challenge underway, the designers get a first look at their dresses. The first step is to come up with a concept and start sketching ideas. Gerardo's gold dress instantly inspires him to build a New Year's Eve window, while the floral print Edward's working with reminds him of Mother's Day. Ideas aren't flowing as naturally as they could for Spencer, however, who dislikes the red dress he's been assigned. Spencer's settled on an idea by the time the judges visit the workroom on day two of the challenge, though the judges agree that it might not be Macy's appropriate. His window concept, a farewell party at a psychiatric ward, is already being constructed and painted, but the window's bright pink walls, as well as the mannequin dressed in a straitjacket, seem out of place. He carries on despite the judges' opinion, confident that his design will amaze Roya. Another designer that disregards the judge's guidance is Brittany, who settled on an Art Deco cocktail party theme. The judges are concerned that her design isn't impactful enough, but Brittany's sure her props will stand out without any additional changes. On the challenge's third day, Shani has trouble making her props pop. She's chosen to hang some flying crows in her window, but they're nearly invisible against the black wall behind them. What's worse, when she applies silver glitter to them, they end up looking cheap. A few windows over, Erin seems to have gone overboard with her whimsical St. Patrick's Day tea party-themed window. Timothy's first date window, on the other hand, is prop-free, and he's worried his simple design won't be enough. Check out Window Warriors on TLC this June to find out whose window will wow the judges and whose will go dark.
You know, you could actually call this unit window merchandising because you're trying to make the windows more attractive to people who are out there shopping. So we've got a challenge that was started on our first day of this unit, the challenge with Macy's, right? So the challenge is underway. If something is underway, it just means it's already started, it's ongoing, and it hasn't concluded yet. So the designers get a first look at their dresses. Remember, they didn't get to choose which dress they were going to use. They're random, which usually happens in a competition. The first step is to come up or think up a concept. An idea is a concept, and start sketching ideas. Most of these artists have sketch pads, and they either have a pencil or a pen, and they start drawing what they plan on doing with a design, and that's what they're doing here. Now, we've got Gerardo. He's a guy. He's got a gold dress, and it instantly gives him ideas. It inspires him to build a New Year's Eve window. So that's his idea. He's going to build a window around this New Year's Eve theme and the gold dress that he has been given randomly. Well, the floral print, floral means flowers, so there must be flowers on the dress that Edward has. The floral print Edward's working with reminds him of Mother's Day or spring. So it looks like they're all kind of gradually going towards some sort of holiday and celebrating a holiday.
Okay, so far we've got Gerardo with a gold dress. We've got Edward with a floral print dress. Mm. And now we've got Spencer. It says, ideas aren't flowing as naturally as they could for Spencer, however, who dislikes the red dress he's been assigned. So Spencer has been assigned a red dress. And I guess a red dress is kind of boring, especially for Spencer. So ideas aren't flowing as naturally as they could. So we've got this as pattern here. I'm not as smart as you, for example. The ideas just aren't flowing as naturally as he would like. He's just not coming up with any ideas. He has writer's block, I guess you could say. He dislikes that red dress. He's going, what am I supposed to do with this red dress? Gerardo's got a gold dress and Edward's got a flower dress. I've got a boring old red dress. This isn't fair. What am I supposed to do with this?
Red's the best color of them all, so I don't know what his problem is. So he dislikes red, it sounds like. So he just lets that block his creative juices. So Tom was talking about writer's block when writers can't think of anything to write. I think they have designer's block. So okay. Spencer settles on an idea. If you settle on something, you make a decision. Maybe you have several choices, but you settle on one and then you get to work. So he settles on an idea. By the time the judges visit the workroom on day two of the challenge, this sounds just like Project Runway. That's what they do. They give them the challenge, they let them go shopping, get started, and then they visit them in the workroom and give them a little bit of feedback to help them before the final judging comes around. So they visit the workroom, the place where the designers are actually putting their windows together. Though the judges agree that it might not be Macy's appropriate, so Spencer's idea doesn't really work too well for Macy's, which is bad news for him. He's going to have to rethink what his design is going to be. I wanted to mention, this is kind of an interesting thing we're doing these days in English. We'll say it's not business appropriate. We'll use that much more often than Macy's appropriate. But if it's not business appropriate attire or clothing, it just means it's too casual or too formal for business. So you want to be careful when you see this. They'll take two nouns and they'll put them together, or an adjective and a noun. But if it's appropriate for something, it just is suitable. It suits something.
Right. They don't like his idea. We'll talk about that idea in just a second. But they think the idea is not suitable for Macy's image. It just doesn't fit with their image. And Macy's probably isn't going to like it. At least that's the opinion of the judges. So let's find out what Spencer's window concept is. His window concept, or his idea, is a farewell party at a psychiatric ward, and it's already being constructed in painting. and painted, excuse me. So again, this is the concept here. It's a farewell party. If someone's leaving the company, for example, maybe they're going to retire or they've taken another job at another company or something, you might have a farewell party for that person. Farewell just means goodbye. We're going to celebrate the time you had with us here and wish you luck in the future. But this particular farewell party takes place at a psychiatric ward, which is basically a hospital for people who are mentally ill. A ward is just a section of a hospital, and psychiatric means having to do with psychiatry or diseases or problems with the mind. So I suppose somebody has taken enough medicine and they had enough psychotherapy, so now it's time for them to leave the hospital and they're going to have a farewell party for them. I suppose that could happen, but it does sound kind of strange, especially for a family-oriented department store like Macy's.
Yeah, Macy's isn't cutting edge, guys. It's just got pretty normal, fashionable, but not too extravagant. Macy's is just for families, average families. It's not that expensive. It's not cheap, but it's not expensive. So his idea is a little wacky, I would say, a little strange. Ward, of course, is a certain area. Typically, we use that word ward to talk about a department in a hospital, the maternity ward, the psychiatric ward, where particular patients are kept in that area of an hospital. Well, he's already started building what he's going to use for his window because we're using this word construct. If you construct something, you build something. A construction site is a place where typically a building or a house is being built. His window concept is already being put together, constructed, and painted. But the window's bright pink. Walls pink with red. Ooh, yuck. That kind of clashes. They don't go together well. As well as the mannequin. Those are those plastic dolls that are dressed in clothes in windows. They're called mannequins. Mannequin. It's not mannequin. It's mannequin. They're dressed in a straight jacket. That's a jacket that is worn backwards, you could say, where they tie the sleeves together or tie that jacket on really tight so that the crazy person can't move their arms. It's called a straight jacket. All these things seem out of place, like they don't belong there. We'll use that phrase, out of place, to talk about someone maybe going to a party and they don't know anybody and they just kind of feel out of place. Or maybe they wore the wrong clothes. They're underdressed or overdressed. You'll feel out of place. Someone who's never out of place, though, guys, is our Chinese teacher. We're going to listen for a few minutes and then we'll be back to continue talking about this challenge. We're going to see who wins.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天的内容要看看他们比赛进行的过程。首先第一个句子提到 With the challenge underway, the designers get a first look at their dresses. 在这里的 underway 也就是有在进行当中的意思。所以 to be underway 也就是代表某样事物或是工程正在进行。那么挑战进行，当然第一眼要先看到自己被分配到的洋装。我们接着来看到第二段，其中的一个设计师，他的名字叫做 Spencer。 第二段的第一句提到 Spencer's settled on an idea by the time the judges visit the workroom on day two of the challenge, though the judges agree that it might not be Macy's appropriate。在这里提到呢 Spencer's, 他呢其实后来就决定 settle on 有选择跟决定的意思。举个例子来说 The band has yet to settle on the name, 代表这个乐团还没有决定好他们的名字。Spencer, 他决定呢要用这样子的一个想法 by the time,到什么什么之前，所以在评审与挑战第二天拜访工作室之前，他已经定好了他的构想。不过 though 然而啊，这些评审呢，他们都一致认为 it might not be Macy's appropriate， 可能这样的想法是不太适合梅西百货的。 后面到底是怎么一回事呢 ?His window concept, a farewell party at a psychiatric ward, is already being constructed and painted. 先来看看前半句，它的橱窗概念呢，是一个精神病房里的欢送会。欢送会就叫做 a farewell party, 然后呢，已经被建制起来，也漆上了颜色。But the window's bright pink walls, as well as the mannequin dressed in a straight jacket, seem out of place. 但是呢，它的缺点就在于呢，这些橱窗的明亮粉红色墙面跟穿着约束衣的橱窗模特儿，其实看起来是 out of place. Out of place 就是有不合适的意思。举个例子来说，我们如果把现代的家具摆在维多利亚式的这样房子当中是很不合适的，我们就可以说 Modern furniture would be out of place in a Victorian house.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson for today. Where we left off, we were talking about Spencer's idea. He's got the red dress, and he's come up with an idea, for a farewell party at a psychiatric ward. The judges are like, yeah, we're not really sure about that idea, but it's too late because he's already started to construct the display. He's painted it. He's got bright pink walls and the mannequin dressed in a straitjacket. These things seem out of place, but he carries on. He continues with his design despite the judge's opinion. Despite here means even though they have this opinion, he continues to design this window the way he wants to. And he is confident that his design will amaze Roya. Well, I don't care what the judges think. Roya is the person I'm trying to impress. She's going to be impressed. I'm not worried at all.
Yeah, he could be wrong about this. His idea's so weird. Yeah. Another designer that kind of just disregards the judge's guidance is Brittany. Brittany's a girl's name, but it's a cute name and it's kind of popular these days, Brittany. She settled on an Art Deco cocktail party theme. Art Deco is a style that was popular, I would say, around the 20s in the U.S. It's kind of cool. They do a lot of curving shapes, a lot of metal if you're looking at a building. I like Art Deco. If you've ever seen The Great Gatsby, the movie, that's Art Deco style. A cocktail party is a party you have where you don't actually feed dinner to your guests. You give them drinks, alcoholic drinks, and little finger food, plates of finger foods that they can have. But that's what she's decided to do, which I think is a fun idea because they're celebrating and it's not weird like Spencer's. I think Spencer's going to lose.
I do too, but she's got this Art Deco cocktail party theme, which, as you said, sounds like a good idea. But the judges are concerned that her particular design isn't impactful enough, which means it doesn't really stick out enough. Mm-hmm. It's a good idea, maybe, yes, but the things you've done with it won't attract attention, especially from busy New Yorkers. They'll just walk right past. They won't be impressed. They've got other things to worry about.
They see that stuff every day. Yeah.
Exactly. They're not phased at all, but Brittany's sure her props will stand out without any additional changes. Mm. So she's thinking, well, yeah, the judges have this opinion, but hey, I know more than they do, and I'm confident that this idea is going to work. So my props are going to stand out. You could also say stick out. To stand out means to be noticeable compared to other things around it. You might stand out in a crowd, for example, if you're 7 feet tall. You know, Yao Ming, if he walks around, will certainly stand out in a crowd, and she thinks hers is going to stand out. She doesn't need to make any changes. She's confident that Rory, or what's her name? Roya.
Roya.
She's confident that Roya will be impressed with her design.
I think we skipped over our vocabulary word disregard. That's my fault.
Okay.
If you disregard someone's advice or guidance, it means you ignore it. You don't pay any attention to it. It's a nicer, more polite way to say ignore someone or not pay attention to someone. Disregard. So we've got some designers who think they're pretty hot stuff. They're pretty confident. They might be a little cocky. And so Spencer and Brittany are both ignoring the judge's advice. And we're going to move on to the last paragraph here. We've got on the challenge's third day. Remember, they all have 3 days to build their window. Shawnee has trouble making her props pop. If you say something pops, it means it really stands out. It attracts people's attention because it's eye-catching. Maybe the colors are bright. Usually if something pops, it's usually because the color is very vibrant, like a brown and a black. That would not pop, guys. Mm. You need a really bright yellow or bright green, bright blue. Those colors, they pop. She's chosen to hang some flying crows in her window. But they're nearly invisible against a black wall behind them. Yeah, black on black. Yeah, you wouldn't even see those birds. A crow is black, and it's got that awful bird call.
Crows are actually good. Yeah, don't underestimate crows. They're actually quite intelligent creatures.
Yeah.
But here, I guess she's not doing justice to the crows because they're black against a black background, so they end up being invisible. Mm. You can't really see them. The colors are too close together. What's worse, when she applies silver glitter to them, they end up looking cheap.
Uh-oh.
Glitter is like little pieces of plastic or something.
Sparkly stuff.
They're really shiny. Sometimes people put them in their hair to make their hair kind of shine a little
bit. Or eyeshadow sometimes, ladies. There's glitter in eyeshadow, and it makes your eyes sparkle.
Indeed. So she thinks, well, I can make those crows stick out against the black background by putting some glitter on them, but the result is they look cheap. With all this glitter on the crows, it looks like something that you got from a $10 store or something like that.
Or maybe some art project that a little kid in elementary school worked on. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it looks cheap and low class. And then we've got Erin, who's a few windows over. She seems to have gone overboard with her whimsical St. Patrick's Day tea party themed window. Yes, that does sound like she's gone overboard, which means too much. You're doing too much when you don't need to do so much. There are too many details. You're just going to make people confused, and they're just going to ignore your design. They're going to keep on walking. So she's gone overboard, and whimsical here means just kind of entertaining, kind of playful in an amusing way.
I often get asked the question here in Taiwan, how do you say 过分 in English? Well, we have different ways depending on the situation. But here's one. Erin seems to have gone overboard. Don't go overboard on this. Don't do too much. I hear people say, oh, it's too. You can't actually say that, guys. You can say, oh, that's too much, or she's too much if her personality is kind of crazy. Well, she's gone overboard. Timothy has a window that's focused on someone's first date, the first time you ever go out with someone. And his problem is just the opposite. He didn't go overboard. He did too little. So he is prop free. Props are objects we use. Typically, we use the word prop to talk about objects that actors use on the stage or in movies. Those are props. They're usually fake. You know, a fake gun would be a prop. Hmm. Well, he doesn't have enough props in his window, and he's worried his simple design won't be enough. I think his design's probably going to be very boring.
Boring.
So, yeah, he's probably in trouble, too.
Simple can be good sometimes, but he's worried that it's too simple. Maybe just two people sitting there together, enjoying a first date together and nothing else.
But they never have a second date because they're both bored with each other.
Could be, indeed. So that might not impress the judges. And so there you have it. There's an example of one of the episodes of Window Warriors. Mm. So check out Window Warriors on TLC. this June to find out whose window will wow the judges、
cool.
and whose will go dark. A wow here is something we usually say when something impresses us. Wow, that's really cool. But here, wow is being used as a verb. It just means to impress the judges, to make the judges go, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and if it goes dark, it just means you're going to turn the lights off on something, meaning that's it. Windows only go dark when the store, I don't think they ever go dark、in Macy's because they keep those windows on all night.、they always want those windows lit. So if it goes dark, it means, yeah, you're out.、if you lose a competition, as most people know in these competition reality shows, if you lose, you get kicked off the show.
Your career will be ruined and you'll have to move back to your hometown in Nebraska、
Uh-oh.
And become a short order chef. Okay, that brings us to the end of our program for today. Time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
另外一个设计师他的名字是 Brittany 我们来看一下第二段的最后一句 The judges are concerned that her design isn't impactful enough But Brittany's sure her props will stand out without any additional changes 所以这些呢裁判评审呢非常的关注于呢也很担心Concerned, 它的设计其实不够具有影响力，不够有力。我们常常说设计出来的东西是 an eye-catching and impactful design, 就代表是一个能够吸睛又强而有力的设计。那么评审们担心他设计不够有力，但是他的队伍却非常确认他的 props。props 在这里指的就是道具，是能够不用做任何额外的变动就可以 stand out。stand out 代表是突出或者是优异表现的意思。接着我们来看到最后一段中间的句子提到 A few windows over, Erin seems to have gone overboard with her whimsical St. Patrick's Day tea party themed window. 另外一个橱窗设计师 Erin, 他似乎是 to have gone overboard. Overboard 当作形容词有全心投入的意思但是后面的这个形容词 whimsical 也就是有异想天开他把这样子的茶会的主题的橱窗做得有一点点太过头了另外一个设计师 Timothy's first date window on the other hand is prop free and he's worried his simple design won't be enough 那在这里用了一个有趣的转成词 on the other hand 前面太过头了那另外一方面 on the other handTimothy, 他的初次约会橱窗则是没有道具而他担心这样的简单的设计会不足够。最后一句提到 Check out Window Warriors on TLC this June to find out whose window will wow the judges and whose will go dark. 那么你看这样的节目就可以知道谁的橱窗设计让评审为之叫绝。这里的 wow 用来当作动词也就是有赢得喝彩的意思。Wow 也可以用来当作名词有巨大成功的意思。举个例子来说The band's new song is a wow, 代表呢那个乐团的新歌是一炮而红，赢得许多人的喝彩。所以想知道谁获胜，谁又 go dark, 谁该熄灯出局，就收看6月份的 TLC 旅游生活频道。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
All right, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of English Digest. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.